A Western, a comedy, and a thriller walk into a bar and, oh, wait a minute, no, they don't. But all three walk into theaters today, and here to tell us what the critics think of these new releases is Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Ed Harris had great success the last time he directed himself in a film. His biopic on Jackson Pollock was an award-winning hit back in 2000. He tries his luck again, only this time in a Western called Appaloosa. A small mining town is being terrorized by a ruthless, powerful rancher, and Ed Harris and Viggo Mortensen play the two hired gunmen brought to town to stop the lawlessness.
Bragging men have got us all running scared. They buy supplies at my store. They don't pay for them. They harass our women. They use horses from the livery and don't bring them back. They eat and drink whatever they like and they never pay.
They've been living off us like coyotes live off a buffalo carcass.
Everything eats meat like a dead buffalo.
That's so weird that he says that, because I just had a dead buffalo omelet this morning. It was delicious, and the critics feel the same way about Appaloosa. Rolling Stone calls it gripping entertainment that keeps springing surprises. The Hollywood Reporter shouts a fine Western with fresh characters and witty dialogue, and Entertainment Weekly declares a pleasingly spacious piece of work. British actor Ricky Gervais, who co-created and starred in the original UK series of The Office, might have found the perfect Hollywood vehicle for himself with the comedy Ghost Town. Gervais plays a crabby dentist who, after a near-death experience, can now see ghosts. And one of the ghosts, played by Greg Kinnear, wants his help to break up the impending marriage of his widow.
Did anything unusual happen during my procedure?
You died.
I died.
A little bit.
How long?
7 minutes.
A bit less.
I died for 7 minutes.
A bit less.
Everybody dies.
I was dead.
The nation's critics like their visit to Ghost Town. The Chicago Tribune cheers a welcome surprise, a supernatural comedy that works. The Washington Post giggles, sweet and hilarious, and Variety smiles, smartly supernatural, with sensational performances. And Samuel L. Jackson plays a cop with an unsettling brand of justice in the thriller Lakeview Terrace. A young interracial couple moves in next door, and Jackson begins to make their life difficult.
Get off my property.
Or what? You want to call the cops? Here. I tell you who's gonna do it.
The reviews are split on Lakeview Terrace, even though the Chicago Sun-Times finds it alive and provoking. USA Today shrugs, overheated but entertaining, and the Philadelphia Inquirer sighs, a predictable B-movie cop-out. Well, I don't want to hear about neighbors from hell. My neighbor refuses to trim back his rose bushes and blares Miami Sound Machine on his stereo day and night. That's much more frightening than a psycho rogue cop with a gun, right? Huh? Did I mention the Miami Sound Machine at full blast? Come on, shake your body, baby. Do the Congo. No, you can't control yourself. And you're like,
I like that song. Mark Jordan Ligon is a Los Angeles-based writer looking to possibly move.